Proclamation number 3632 of 21st of December, 1945. Bondage under Satan and damnation. You will be enslaved for eternity if you sell yourselves to Satan for the sake of earthly reward. You will be unfree and powerless again for an infinitely long time, for as soon as Satan is bound, all spiritual beings which made themselves in bondage to him of their own free will also lose their freedom. And this again means an infinitely long time of captivity which is agonizing for you and involves unspeakable suffering because lack of freedom and powerlessness does not correspond to the original state which was your share before the apostasy from me. Yet if you profess my adversary you will also have to accept the fate my adversary has prepared for you. Darkness, powerlessness and bound will. And thus through torments for eternities. The path of ascent lies brightly and clearly before you if only you want to take it, and you will not lack strength either. Yet you must approach me for it but not surrender to the one who wants your ruin. He entices you with earthly pleasures, with material goods, in order to win your souls. But I promise you spiritual goods, I want to lead you into the kingdom of peace where many dwellings are prepared for you if only you comply with my call, despise the world and only strive for me and your spiritual well-being. But if you don't listen to me, if you pay attention to my adversary's voice and let yourselves be beguiled by his promises, my flow of strength cannot touch you, and the path to ascent is too difficult for you if you don't take hold of my hand and let yourselves be guided. I want to give you eternal freedom but you prefer servitude under my adversary's power. You choose the path down into his kingdom yourselves and thereby make the eternal home inaccessible to you, which offers you glories of an incomparable kind. Yet your will is free, and if you desire servitude you will also have to bear it. You will have to go into captivity for a long time so that one day there will be the possibility again that you will turn to me of your own free will. That you will believe my words and want to let yourselves be redeemed from Satan's bondage, who is and will remain my adversary for eternities before he, too, will bow down to my will and all evil will be completely redeemed. My admonition, however, resounds over and over again. Don't sell your souls for the sake of earthly goods. Strive to acquire the spiritual kingdom for yourselves. Strive towards me and let yourselves be guided upwards by my hand, so that you will escape the dominion of the one who wants to destroy you forever. Amen.